Let's turn in God's Word to John, John's Gospel, chapter 7. John's Gospel in chapter 7, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 53. John 7, verses 1 through 53. And God's people, beginning in verse 1 of John 7, these are His words, so give your attention to them. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill Him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto Him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. And Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is alway ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast, and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He's a good man. Others say, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keepeth the law. Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Albeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him, and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go into the dispersed among the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. And answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night being one of them, Doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Those are God's words. Chapter 7 begins with Jesus' plan to go up to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles, but to do so secretly, since many of the Jews at that time were trying to kill him, and it was not yet his time to be crucified. And this is the occasion he uses to instruct the disciples in the world hating him. And we see that throughout the passage. And he goes up secretly to the feast. He began in verses 14 and 15 to preach publicly at the temple. And from this interaction with the Jews, his teaching here concerned a few things. Concerned his doctrine through verse 18. It concerned his accusation that he broke the Sabbath through verse 24. And he did not break the Sabbath. But he addresses that. And then it concerns himself and his coming and also going forth from them to the Father, verse 36. And then on the last day of the feast, verse 39, he preached inviting poor souls to come unto him. And this was responded to in different ways. Through verse 44, those who disputed with him, the chief priest's response also to bring trouble upon him for it. And through verse 49, and then there being, in some ways, silenced, because everybody goes to their own house after this, silenced by Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus by night in John 3. And here we see something interesting about Christ. That where he went and preached, there came about division. Verse 43, so there was a division among the people because of him. He is the stone that the builders rejected. The Jews rejected him. And we see that here again. And yet the gracious invitation, that is inferred throughout, but also is found here, as given to you from Christ himself. It says, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And again, that theme in John's gospel started here, there in John 4. That Jesus is the living water that satisfies, that the woman at the well desired. A water of life. You are offered that water, that is Jesus himself freely. And so take of him and drink, and you will be satisfied. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your word. We're thankful that Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, who is the living water. We're thankful that he speaks through this your word in the scriptures. And he speaks to us, the church, for he is the head of the church, and instructs us and calls us to himself and commands us to righteousness and obedience according to your law. Not the Pharisees' law, not man's law, not the church's law, but your law. And Father, we plead that we would be faithful unto you. We heard this morning in Exodus the requirements of civil rulers, that they fear God, that they be men of truth, that they hate covetousness, and they teach your word and make it known. And so, Father, we plead as well that we would not fear man, that is, fear man's law, but that we would fear Christ, your Son, who speaks your word and your law. And here is the fulfillment. All those scriptures that he said there, all those scriptures that he had been speaking, fulfilled in him. All the Old Testament fulfilled in Christ and prophesied there of him, the coming one, Christ, the Messiah. And here again that is testified that he is the Christ. And yet the Jews did not receive him. The Pharisees and the chief priests and the scribes did not receive him. And many of the Jews rebelled against him and rejected him. Even they believed the miracles, but they would not believe him. And so rejected him. And so you, as the gospel went forth and it was a stumbling block for the Jews, you turned to the Gentiles, in which we give you praise from all of our hearts, because we are, most of us, we are of the Gentiles. And yet we pray continually that you would bring more Gentiles into the fold, into the church. You would also bring in the Jews. You would cause a great jealousy to be upon them, seeing the Gentiles coming to Christ, coming to that Messiah that was all foretold in the Old Testament, and living in him and by him and exalting in the Lord, in which the Jews have turned away and rebelled. And now, even according to their own scriptures, in which they do not believe the temple has been fulfilled, even they still do not worship according to your word, of which they believe that the Messiah is yet to come. Now, Father, we pray that you would soften their hearts and cause them to see by your Spirit the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the temple, who is the final sacrifice, who is the bread, the showbread there in the holy place, the light of the world there in the lampstand, and that pleasing aroma to your nostrils for us and for our sakes, that we in him would be received by you. So he is the altar and the laver of washing. And so, Father, we pray that you will bring us to him, bring each one of us to Him. And may we be a testimony to those around us, a light in the darkness, imaging forth Him, the gospel, and that many would hear and believe unto salvation, not only among the Gentiles, but the Jews as well. We praise You this last couple weeks, that three pastors have been installed in our presbytery, one ordained. We're thankful that You have brought them about to their callings in this time in Oklahoma City and in Shawnee. But we pray for those who are without a minister in the church in Denver, as well as Manhattan and Laramie, that You would grant to Your people the consistent preaching ministry and pastoral ministry for their souls, that they would be sanctified and turned unto Christ from the youngest to the oldest, that You would care for Your saints and for Your body. Father, we're thankful as well for our presbytery. And now as we, in a couple months, begin, or a month and a half or so, we begin now preparing for that presbytery meeting that we will have. We pray that You would give and be supplying the wisdom that is needed. And ask that You would grant that wisdom not from our methods or what would be easiest, but that it would be according to Your word alone. Father, we ask that You would also care for our congregation, that You would spur us on towards holiness, that You would cause us to put to death the sin that remains within us, that this week in preparation, as we come next Lord's Day to partake in the Lord's Supper, that You would use this week and that time in celebrating the Lord's Supper next Lord's Day, we pray that You would use it for the sanctification of Your people. And those who are not able to partake because they are outside, they are not communicants, we pray that they would see their need for Jesus Christ, He who is the bread that we must eat of and the blood from the cup that we must drink from to have life. And so through it, sanctify us and turn hearts unto You. Our Father, we're thankful that Patricia has come back from visiting grandchildren. We're thankful that she's back with us safely. We give You praise for that and the safety and the time that she had with them. We pray that You would also grant to all of us a knowledge that every time we come to worship, anytime we drive, anytime we sit in our homes, that You are the God who is always, always protecting us, Your people, and keeping us safe, and keeping us from harm or from injury, as much as it is in accordance with Your will. And those who are hurt or injured, we pray that You would heal, for You are also the healer of our bodies, just as much as You are the healer of our souls. And so heal bodies and souls. And then, Father, we ask that You would grow us to such an extent, bring about the conversion of many, and grow us so that we could plant another church, that we could be used, if it be Your will, as instruments in Your kingdom for the expansion of Your kingdom. And that the gospel would go forth to many peoples, Jews and Gentiles, to many nations, even while we yet still have breath. Use us for Your glory. And use us for the spread of the gospel, that many would hear the free offer of the gospel and be saved unto salvation in Christ alone. Father, we pray also for Dina, that You would strengthen her body and give her strength as she's dealing with great stress, which is hard on her. Father, we ask that you would strengthen her. We pray that you'd also continue strengthening Julie and give her the energy and strength she needs to continue looking to you, as we pray for all of ourselves, that we would have that strength by your Spirit to look to you, to look to Christ for all of our hope. And Father, now as we continue worshiping you, keep us from error within our hearts, but also in what we think and say or sing and do, even our emotions. Keep us from evil and the evil one, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.